This is Radio X. Across Brussels and beyond. Expressing city life in the English language. Radio X.
This is Owen Stafford for Radio X. This year, 2015, sees the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office here in Brussels. It is the diplomatic mission for Hong Kong, which is responsible for relations with the EU institutions, as well as also being responsible for bilateral relations with 15 European countries. It is also the head office for the Hong Kong government in Europe, supported by other trade offices in London and Berlin. The office also serves as the secretariat of the Belgium Hong Kong Society, a non-profit organisation and a forum for business people in Belgium who are interested in fostering ties with Hong Kong and China. Radio X was invited to a function organised by the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office to celebrate the Chinese New Year on March the 3rd, and before the function began, I had the chance to speak with Linda Lai, who is the Special Representative for Hong Kong's Economic and Trade Affairs to the European Union. We discussed the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office here in Brussels, as well as the special relationship between Belgium and Hong Kong. And I started off by asking her to explain in a little more detail her role as Special Representative for Hong Kong in Economic and Trade Affairs to the EU.
I represent the Hong Kong government in Europe. And because Hong Kong is not a country, which is a city, so our office is called an Economic and Trade Office. And in fact, when my office was set up 50 years ago, half a century ago, the focus was on economy and on trade especially, because Hong Kong is a very externally oriented economy. Most of our businesses are involved in trade. And in those days, there were a lot of trade barriers, there were still quotas, there's still a lot of anti-subsidy measures and stuff like that. So Hong Kong believes that in order to represent our businessmen's interests, we should have a representation here in Europe. And now, of course, decades down the road, we're more than just a trade office. We are now responsible for bilateral relationships with European countries. And from Brussels, I manage three offices, one here in Brussels, one in London, and then one in Berlin. And from the three offices, we cover bilateral relationship with 32 countries.
And with regards to Belgium, Hong Kong-Belgian relations, that's quite a special relationship, isn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed. I suppose that is one of the reasons is because we're physically here. So we have a particularly close relationship with the Belgian government. And, well, just to quote an example, the Belgian government is the first country which has a comprehensive double taxation agreement with Hong Kong. The first country, imagine that. And then it was also one of the first EU member states to have an investment protection agreement with Hong Kong. So it is this very close relationship that Hong Kong really cherish. And we hope that it's not just trade and investment. We hope that we will cooperate on all fronts, culture, sports, charity work, anything.
Yeah. That's it. One particular event that strikes to mind is the Business Design Week that happened in Hong Kong. And there was the Belgian spirit, as they call it, that represented Belgium, all the three communities. And can you elaborate a little on that for the listener who may not have been aware of what actually happened?
Every year in Hong Kong, in December, we have a very important international conference and exhibition called the Business of Design Week. And in that function, we sort of assembled internationally famous fashion designers and also important business people. And they sit together, they exchange ideas, they showcase their brand, and they explain their innovations. And every year, we have for ourselves a partner country. So this is the partner country has the biggest pavilion, and they have also a very large delegation to demonstrate the creativity of the country. And in 2013, Belgium was our partner country. And it was a really spectacular and very fascinating year, because it was the year when I think we have the highest representation as well in the delegation. Queen Mathilde, she came. Also, Deputy Prime Minister Peters, he also came. So it was, what I would say, a most honoured for Hong Kong to have such important people from Belgium coming.
With regards to Hong Kong itself, just to describe it in a little more detail for the listener, again, who may not be overly familiar, you have what is described as one country, two systems. Can you describe a little about what the one country, two systems model is?
Hong Kong, after 1997, is part of China. So that is the one country concept. And the two system is that China allows Hong Kong to retain its autonomy over many of its affairs. For example, we have our autonomy over trade affairs, and we hold our individual membership in the World Trade Organization. We have our own custom territories. We control our own visa regimes. And also, we have our own legal system, education, culture, sports, everything. We have our own control over them. So Hong Kong basically, after 1997, retained our usual way of life. That's the way I normally explain to my friends and my associates. And they say, okay, so what's one country, two system? And I say, just imagine Hong Kong hasn't changed in its way of life since 1997, except that we now belong to China.
With regards to some other events you've got coming up here in Belgium as well, you've got one called the Brussels International Fantastic Film Festival, and also there's the Dragon Boat Festival in Antwerp, and also the Oxfam Trail Walker as well. So when are they going to be happening?
The International Film Festival, we have cooperated with that organization for a few years already. So we bring a few directors and films from Hong Kong and showcase to the people in Europe, in Belgium, what the film industry is like in Hong Kong. And we do have a very famous film industry, in fact, one of the best in the Asia region. And also, this year, we are going to focus on a series of martial art films. Martial arts movies, Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan. So this is something that I think the Belgian movie lovers can watch out for. And as regards the others, the Dragon Boat Festival, this is really something that we want to, have fun with the locals, because it's something organized by the NWIP people, NWIP organization, and we sponsor them, and we form our own team, and we row together with them, and it's just good fun. As regards the Oxfam Trail Walker, we sponsored it the first time this year. Actually, the Trail Walker event is started in Hong Kong. And it started in Hong Kong 30 years ago. It involves a team of four people, walking 100 kilometers within 30 hours. So it's a very tough challenge for that team. And in Hong Kong, we had it for the last 30 years. It became so popular, and of course it's a charity event as well. The team has to collect some donations and in order to join the competition. And it became so popular that it's now been extended and brought to other areas in the world. And this year, the Trail Walker will happen in Belgium, and it's going to be held in August. So I would say, if any of your listener is interested in walking 100 kilometers in 30 hours, please join. And it's not an easy walk, so it's not just walking on a flat road. You're expected to go uphill, downhill, and it is a real hiking experience.
Okay, it sounds like a challenge. And you can hear the feature in full by visiting the Listen Again page at radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.